This is Dr. Leah with her one-minute health tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
We're very excited about this tip. I was telling Rochelle about how we have to go shopping and get our vinegar. So go ahead, tell us this tip.
Well, actually, Rochelle, you're the one that said, you should talk about vinegar. And sometimes I go, oh, yeah, because there's little things like that that I forget about or that are there and they're so easy. And so, yeah, this is about the benefits of vinegar. Now, I'm specifically talking about apple cider vinegar, not the clear distilled white vinegar, you know, the...
you clean with.
I was going to say, clean you clean your counters with the white stuff.
Right. I mean, I clean my air filters and stuff with it.
That's right.
But this is the apple cider vinegar. It's raw, organic, unfiltered, so it has stuff floating in it.
Now, one of the things Rochelle wanted to know is why does it have to be unfiltered and raw versus a Heinz, you know?
Well, the unfiltered actually is you get the pectins and you get some extra benefits from that because they haven't taken all the fiber and everything out of it. There's actually a little bit of fiber in it.
Yeah, no, I've seen
pectin.
It. I've always gone, ooh, but I guess it's a good thing, huh?
It is a good thing in this case. I mean, yeah, you probably do want the clear kind for other things.
Okay.
But for ingesting, this type of vinegar contains beta carotene, pectin, potassium, sodium, magnesium, calcium, so it's got those electrolytes in it, those basic minerals, which we also consider electrolytes for our body. It has some phosphorus and some iron, so it's got a lot of stuff. Now, it doesn't have enough iron to, like, use as a supplement for iron, but it has these in trace amounts so that you can get some in that electrolyte small formula.
Hmm.
It also has something called malic acid. And malic acid is good for fighting fungal infections, and it also decreases bacteria, so it helps with bacterial infections. And also, this is kind of a little key, because I have several patients with uric acid problems. It actually dissolves uric acid deposits that are getting built up in the joints. People that have gout.
It's from
uric acid buildup.
Well, and are you saying that malic acid helps to get rid of that?
Yes, malic acid helps to dissolve the uric acid crystals and malic acids in apple cider vinegar. So it does. There's a lot of stuff that it can really do. Now, I've heard all sorts of claims that it can help with weight loss and lower your blood pressure and cure this and cure that. I've heard a lot of these anecdotal things, and I haven't seen any major studies that have talked about it, but there is a lot out there that people have said have helped them. And the main reason that it's helping with those kind of things is it's decreasing the acidity in your body. A lot of people have acidic metabolisms, or like if they do a urine pH test, it's very acidic, or there's other ways to check acidity as well. So when you alkalinize your body, you can do that with apple cider vinegar. It's a very neutral or alkaline pH. You decrease a lot of this inflammation that you get from arthritis, or that you get from, some people can have certain types of high blood pressure from inflammation, or gut problems and digestive problems, so therefore you're helping your weight, that flat belly.
Okay, well, go with your recipe, because I also, in this recipe you're talking about is honey, and on the show, I can't remember, a few days ago, I talked about RealAge.com says honey in the morning really gets you going, wakes you up, gets you moving.
Hmm.
So this is, like, so fabulous that your recipe has honey in it, too.
It does, and actually honey is good for, it can be good for allergies. People that have local pollen allergies, they eat honey, and it can actually decrease their allergic response because they're getting a little bit of that pollen.
Do we have to have organic honey, too?
Well, I think it'd be nice.
Really?
I think the local honey is great because you're supporting the local farmers.
Absolutely, okay.
You know, and that's usually their honeys are organic.
Yes, okay. I agree.
So it's 2 tablespoons each of apple cider vinegar and honey. Now, when I've had this recipe, I've done about 2 tablespoons of the vinegar, but sometimes I'll add less honey. Because I don't need that much, but it's kind of to taste. I wouldn't put, you know, gobs and gobs of it in, but a couple tablespoons is fine. Put that in 8 ounces of water, and it might be warm water.
I was going to say, is that warm water so it'll melt the honey?
I have one of those instant hot faucets, and I put a little bit of warm water or the hot water in, and it dissolves the honey a little bit better.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you sip it.
Okay.
And a daily dose, if you want to do this daily, which is fine, once a day is plenty, and that's, you know, you just sip it throughout the morning. Or, you know, it doesn't have to be, like, within an hour you can drink it down. Don't guzzle it.
Okay.
Now, if you're having an acute attack of gout or you're sick or something, you can do 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar with in water with no honey and just take it down and do that 3 times a day because that will help to correct, you know, the infection or whatever you're going through at that time faster.
You know, I love this, Dr. Leah. It's such a natural remedy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love this.
That's what I'm saying. When you sent this through the email, it was like, I'm going to do this. This is crazy. Why would you not do this?
And that's the thing. There's so many basic things out there.
Wow. That's what we like. It's so great. Well, thank you so much for this tip. So give out your information, Dr. Leah.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And you can find all my information on chatwithwomen.com as well.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.